And now it's time to chat to Annette and find out how you can cope with the diarrhea and dehydration that goes with it. Annette, very good morning. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
And thanks for chatting. The topic today is, you know, how to kind of cope with the bug if the chocha bites you, because it seems to be going around. You know, it comes in waves.
Yes.
And you know, it's all of a sudden everybody's a little bit ill, and it's waterborne or airborne. You know, you never quite can tell how the bug gets you. But what do you do if it gets you?
Yes, so when we think about diarrhea, it doesn't really matter the origin, whether, like you said, whether it was a bacteria or a virus, or maybe you have an intolerance to a certain food, or even in the line of, I'm thinking, chemotherapy or any other illnesses that might cause you to have this diarrhea. It's not really something that we cannot take seriously, especially if we think about younger kids. Like with adults, we've got a little bit more grace time, but the younger you are, the less grace time you have.
Okay.
And then severe diarrhea obviously can lead to like organ damage or shock or even coma. And like I said, severe cases can actually lead to death. And it's actually because we lose a lot of body water and electrolytes through the stool, but it's really easy replaceable. So the secret really is, if you have diarrhea, you have to drink something as fast as you can. We don't want to ignore the fact that we've lost so much of fluid. So in practical theory, we will actually say after every stool, you should drink something. So I think people would run to something, for instance, like we're thinking rehydration solution, like those rehydrate packages that you can buy, or you would go Energade, or you think Coke, or it doesn't really matter what.
As long as it's liquid.
Yes, but I want to start off by saying we don't necessarily have to go to the pharmacy. There's very simple ways at home, like if you're in a dire strait moment and you don't really maybe have any of these things, there's easy things that we can do. So a simple thing that we would teach people to make is something called oral rehydration therapy. Mm-hmm. And it's a solution of water, salt and sugar.
Okay.
So you will basically, because we can't only drink water alone because we are losing electrolytes, we have to sort of make sure that we've got something that sugar and salt related. So like a cup of, well, a liter of maybe boiled water, especially if you're not sure of the source of the water and the safety of the water, very good idea to actually boil a kettle, take a liter of boiling water, add 16 teaspoons of sugar and a half a teaspoon of salt. Quite important not to confuse the two.
Yes.
Sugar is always sugar must always be more than the salt. So 6 teaspoons of sugar and a half a teaspoon of salt. And then you can let this cool down, and then you can drink this solution post every runny stool. You can basically drink this solution. If we want to advance the home therapy that we make, you will basically take that liter of water, again 6 teaspoons of sugar, a half a teaspoon of salt, but then you can also add a half a teaspoon of bicarb of soda. So if you've got bicarb of soda, you can add this. And absolutely no harm in adding, if you have a mixer drink type of cool drink, a syrupy type of thing, if you want to add it in there for flavor, it's fine. But this is really what you want to make at home if you've got. And then with sports drink solutions, if you want to go and buy the sport drink, you would want to maybe mix that with water and a little bit of salt. So we generally will take 2.5 cups of water, 1.5 cup of Powerade or Energade, or doesn't really matter what it is, and then a half a teaspoon of salt. and you want to try and drink a little, maybe like a half a cup of this after every sort of stool. So this is like home stuff that you can make, which will be perfectly fine to treat to prevent dehydration
from occurring
around your stomach, for instance. Yes.
And what would you do if you, for instance, are nauseous and you can't keep anything down? Because, you know, there you obviously you try and drink as much as you can, but it probably would come straight back. Would your body have a chance to absorb something in the meantime?
You would, but I mean, if vomiting is really, really severe, I would rather then go, because the other way that we have to do this is then with intravenous therapy. So maybe go to the emergency unit they can put up an IV drip to replace the fluid that you've lost. So in severe cases, especially if it's vomiting and diarrhea and you don't know how much of the fluid that you are drinking are actually staying
down
in your body, or your body can reabsorb the fluids, it's rather a better idea to go to the emergency unit, let them hang 1 liter of intravenous solution. There's rehydration solution that they can give IV, which is very effective, and then at least then you can get treatment for nausea yes, definitely a good idea to then rather go to the hospital.
And
because
Sorry. What would one define as severe? You know, if I would imagine anything past a couple of hours to a day, you kind of need to say, wait a minute, this is now, it's been going on a bit too long.
Yeah, so if we look at the definitions of the severity of diarrhea, they're actually classified in acute, persistent, or chronic. So acute would be less than a week. Uh-huh. But I mean, even for that, it's if you cannot keep the stuff down that you are drinking, it's not a bad idea to get medical advice.
Right.
And then persistent, they would say longer is 2 to 4 weeks, and then chronic diarrhea is more than 4 weeks.
Okay.
So yeah, definitely a good idea to go and see your GP or get some medical help in terms of preventing of nausea, maybe then helping to stop the diarrhea. Generally, if it's bacterial or viral, you maybe would want to give it a little bit of a grace time to see before you bring drugs on board. But if it's anything else, a good idea to do seek medical help.
Okay, so a day or so is not that critical. It's just very, very uncomfortable. But if it's going on for like a week or more, then we've got a problem.
So just keep on drinking is the very important thing. You should not, that's one thing you cannot stop. We can stop eating, but definitely not drinking. Yes.
Right.
So keep
whatever you do.
Important to keep your fluids up.
Whatever you do, drink fluids and try and get as much in, even if it's not really staying around. Just keep doing it.
And it's not that you don't have to eat. Maybe try to eat a very conservative diet. So there's a diet which they call the BRAT diet, which I thought was quite interesting. So it's a very simple diet called the BRAT, standing for banana, rice, apple sauce, and toast. So because obviously you get bananas, it's got potassium, which we lose in fluids with diarrhea. Rice, it's got that starch has got the ability to draw water. So it sort of, alleviates is a better word.
Right.
And then apple is obviously the soluble fiber, which also has got some properties in helping with diarrhea. And then toast. So these are four basic things that you can start with if you're looking to eat something when you've got diarrhea. And then if we look at the food groups, there will be stuff that aggravate the diarrhea and there will be stuff that will help to alleviate and be kinder on the gut in terms of foods. So if we look at protein, you want to stay away from fried type of food. So any fatty type of fish or even egg or chicken, you want to maybe go for like steamed type of fish or maybe a poached egg. So something
stay
very
away from
plain.
The oils.
Stay away from the oils. And then, unfortunately, if you opt to go the vegan way, lentils, beans, and split peas will not really be the thing to eat when you've got diarrhea. So stay away from the legume family because of that, the fiber, and it's not a good idea to consume that. And when it comes to the dairy, some people tend to, because your gut is sort of a little bit upset and not really balanced, lactose might not really be a good idea. So maybe rather buy a lactose-free milk. And then also, luckily for us, cheeses like hard cheeses, cheddars, and parmesan and stuff like that, the older the cheese, the less the lactose. So it's quite a safe option if you feel like a salty, if you feel like a little bit of cheese on a piece of toast, it's a good option. But you don't want to go and now drink a lot of milk or eat maybe ice cream or buttermilk or stuff like that. You should rather sort of leave that for a little while.
Okay.
And when it comes to carbohydrates, this is the opportunity where you eat the plain ones, refined flours. So now we want to have the white bread and the bagel and the white biscuit and the rice cake and the Rice Krispies and
all the
noodles.
Things.
All the illegal things.
Okay.
Salty pretzels. This is a good idea in terms of grains. You don't want to go whole wheat, like whole wheat breads or high fiber bran or bulgur wheat or brown rice. No, rye bread, no. That's not what you want. You want to really choose simple starches, which is really, really kind to the gut. And the same with fruits. You should stick to like apple and banana and avo and not really have the skins and the pips, and maybe choose to eat dried fruits or papaya or kiwi. All of these things is really, your gut won't take it very well if you choose to eat that. And the same with veggies. You want to cook them soft and keep them plain and simple. So easy things would be like carrot, for instance, potato, maybe the pumpkin family, sweet potato, squash, these type of vegetables. Stay away from the cabbage family, like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, celery, cucumber, all those peas, the gas-forming stuff will really not be a kind to your gut.
Okay, so those are the things that you definitely need to stay away from.
Yes, and not caffeinated coffee. Go maybe like plain tea, and then maybe some sport drinks or rehydrate. Not like gassy sodas and lots of fruit juice. Keep it plain and simple when it comes to when you have episodes of diarrhea. And obviously, as you get rid of the diarrhea, you can slowly but surely then take your diet back to normal. Not slap bang tomorrow. Try and eat what you ate like, for instance, a week ago, and slowly but surely reintroduce the fibers and make your gut used to it. And definitely in this situation, drink probiotics, because we want to put the good bacteria back into the gut. It helps to stabilize the gut. Normalize the villi so that you so that it can decrease the diarrhea, and we can increase the amount of good bacteria in the gut to bring us back to where we were.
To bring everything back into balance and get going again. And that would be yogurts and things like that.
Or you can even buy probiotics from the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And people would ask, what strain of probiotics should I buy? Because sometimes you've seen 9-strain, 6-strain, Reuteron, this one, that one. The secret really with probiotics is change your brand. Because with every single one, you – or adding another good strain into your gut. So it doesn't really matter what you buy.
Okay.
more strains would be better because you have a little bit of everything. But as long as you could put good bacteria back into the gut. And I think in a diarrhea scenario, it will be difficult to do it with something like a yogurt because your gut is already not happy. Then to actually take a tablet which contains some probiotics would be the right thing to do this case.
Because it's got everything it needs straight away.
Yes. Right. So definitely top up on probiotics. And I actually mentioned it the other day, but if we think about our immunity, 80% of our immunity sits in our gut. So if we've got a healthy gut, we will have a good immunity. So I think everybody of us can sort of buy the probiotic and drink it on a daily basis because it will just help with your overall prevention, actually, of getting the bug initially. Oh.
That's what I was just wondering now, you know, if that's where it takes hold is a weakness in your gut and your digestive system.
Yes, so by taking probiotics on a regular basis, you can actually sort of
boost
your gut, your immunity.
That makes a whole heap of sense, especially when these bugs are going around.
For sure, definitely.
So, wow, interesting. And Netsi, thank you very, very much for all of that information. It's actually quite interesting, you know, what really goes on especially when your body starts getting sick and, you know, there's infection or something that's crept in. But as you said, also so many different scenarios could create the conditions that we've spoken about and the diarrhea. And hopefully if somebody's been ill, they are ill, we've given them something to think about and maybe some tips. But Anetsi, if somebody wants to get hold of you, how do they get in touch with you if they want to make use of your services?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Junetsi.
Great. Junetsi, thank you very much. Have a great week and look forward to chatting again next week, Thursday.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Cheerio then. That's Junetsi with today's Nutrition Chats, and this chat will be on our website later on today.